Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today we have a special video. It's our college football, I want to say, special coach in the 2023 season. His name is Kirby Smart, the head football coach at the University of Georgia. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. And special thanks to my producer, my social media guy today, Mr. Logan Landers. It's college football first full weekend, and the team at top is the number one ranked Georgia Bulldogs, and their head football coach is Kirby Smart. I'm a gentleman that's been around this game for, what I say, following this game for, 57 years. I love the game of college football. I tell the story sometimes here on 100 Yards Football as a six-year-old growing up in Memphis, Tennessee. My father used to take me and my three siblings, who are all females, Bridget, Rhonda, and Stephanie, to see Tennessee State play. And that great Tennessee State team in 1966 that had Eldridge Dickey, the great Claude Humphrey, and Jimmy Marcellus. But they was coached by a great coach in John Murph. And I think about those times of the coach Merv at Tennessee State and what he meant to that community and that team out of Nashville, Tennessee. Then I think about Eddie Robinson at that time at Grambling State University. Then I think about all the great coaches in the 60s, from John McKay to Woody Hayes, to Barry Switzer in the 70s with Oklahoma, to Bill Devaney at Nebraska, Tom Osborne at Nebraska, he'll recently Pete Carroll at USC, Bobby Bowden at Florida State, the school I attended, Frank Broyles at the University of Arkansas, Bear Bryant at University of Alabama, Dan Devine at Notre Dame, Bobby Dodd at Georgia Tech, Pat Dye at Auburn, Lavelle Edwards at BYU, Hayden Fry at Iowa. Then, of course, everybody want to say Nick Saban. No question about it. He's been maybe the greatest coach in college football. And then watching Archie Gunslinger Cooley down there in Mississippi Valley and Jake Gaither in Florida A&M. All those great coaches I just mentioned, they had something special about them. And they had something that was about winning and relating to the players. But in my time, I don't think I've seen a coach ascend so quickly and turn a program around so fast at a high level. Kirby Smart was a hell of a safety at the University of Georgia. I knew about him before he even became a head coach because I moved here in the Atlanta metro area in 1996. And I remember him playing on that 1998 team with the Georgia Bulldogs. They had Chris Terry, Hall of Famer Richard Seymour, Marcus Stroud, NFL first rounder, Champ Bailey, Hall of Famer, Jamie Henderson, Kendrell Bell, and Larry Brown, and Quincy Carter. He was already kind of in a group of, around a lot of talented players that eventually was going to go on to the NFL and have greatness. But the one thing about Kirby Smart that an individual said about him was one of my best friends in the Atlanta metro area that I met and been knowing for 23 years. He's a coach now and a real good friend of mine, Rusty Beatles, that played offensive guard with Kirby Smart. And I remember what he said. He said, Vincent, when Kirby Smart take this job, you're going to see a change in Georgia that you've never seen. Because the one thing about this young man, he's a people's person, but he's low key. He doesn't want to be Hollywood. He just want to be one of those guys that comes from a small area in Bainbridge, Georgia. Kind of like a small town guy. Don't like the spotlight. But as we say here on 100 Yards Football, my business partner, Ronnie Keebler, says, it's your actions. And this gentleman, his actions as a football player, his instincts were A+. His tackling ability was A+. His lateral movement was A+. His aggressiveness as a safety at Georgia, A+. Zone coverage, A+. He blitzed off the end, A+. And his confidence level was A+. And then he's coaching at a school, the University of Georgia, has had so many great players, from Herschel Walker to Fran Tarkenton, the Tommy Lyons, the Bill Stanfield, the Billy Payne, the great Buck Ballou out of Valdosta, Georgia, Matt Robinson, Steve Greer, Jake Scott, Scott Warner, Freddie Gilbert, Eddie Meek Cleaver Weaver, Knox Culpepper. Wow, man. Lars Tate, Rodney Hampton, Tim Worley. And this guy's doing it at a high level. And before I bring up my social media guy and the guys did an outstanding job, Logan Landers, today, I want to bring up why Kirby Smart, in my opinion, I know Nick Saban has did a great job, but Nick Saban went into a situation at Alabama that was kind of already a little more, I want to say, put in place than Georgia. But think about what Kirby Smart has did at Georgia, back-to-back national championships. He has an opportunity to be the first school to go to three-peat. But this is the thing that I love about him. 50 players right now are going to be on NFL rosters. 50 players. Then 17 straight victories. 33 out of 34 wins. 33 out of 34 in this run. Then you think about this. 28 of those wins have been double figures. And 25 players selected in the last two drafts. Nah, man. This special. Special person, special coach. And he's going to take it to another level. And Georgia, I wouldn't be surprised if they three-peat. Mr. Logan Landers, you have the floor about Kirby Smart.
Thank you very much, Mr. Turner. And you brought up some tremendous points with Kirby Smart. I mean, since he took over this program back in 2016, which is hard to believe, has already been 7 years, he has done a phenomenal job. You mentioned over 50 players have been drafted under his watch in the first 6 to 7 years he's been head coach. And just some comparison for that, Vincent. Nick Saban, in his first 7 years, he had 36. Dabo Sweeney, he had 33. And Lincoln Riley, he had 36. So all of those guys, when we think of upper echelon coaches in the NCAA, Kirby Smart is just seems like he's head and shoulders above in terms of the talent that the University of Georgia has produced. And they still have a tremendous roster coming into this year. Going into last year, let's not forget, they were ranked number 3 in the polls. People thought that they were going to take a step back after, you know, they had lost a ton of guys on defense, pretty much had a whole new roster last year. And a lot of people still were doubting Stetson Bennett. Well, we saw what Georgia did last year. We saw just the absolute whoopings that they put on pretty much everyone. They had that great game with Ohio State in the Peach Bowl. That was a nail-biter. But besides that, you mentioned they were just running through everyone. He did so well last July, signed a huge contract, 10-year extension, over $112 million. That's putting your faith in someone for a lot of cheddar. So Kirby Smart's done a great job as Georgia head coach. He came in, and I remember whenever he came in, Vincent, people were saying that, you know, I mean, I think he'll be all right. I think he'll be good. I don't think people were saying he was going to be one of the best head coaches in football. I don't think people were saying, Vincent, that he was going to be better potentially, people are still out there, than Nick Saban one day. Everyone was looking at him as that little brother to Nick Saban, obviously, because they were on the same coaching staff at Alabama. But, man, in coming into this 2023 campaign, there's been a lot of ups and downs with the Georgia program, on the field, off the field. But it seems like you mentioned earlier, Kirby Smart always keeps his head up, always keeps his cool, and they just keep working through it at Georgia. And just the way that he has turned this team around. No, look, it's not like Georgia was in the dumps. It's not like they were an awful team, only got a handful of wins. But how he's turned them from perennial, you know, SEC going to the game and maybe winning, maybe not, to expecting them to win and win by a lot and to have a top-tier defense every single season. like we've seen. I mean, it's just been so fun to watch, whether you're a fan of Georgia or whether you're just a fan of college football. And Kirby's done a phenomenal, just masterclass job with coaching, with his coaching staff, with his players, and getting them ready and prepared each and every given Saturday for the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, there's a reason he's won SEC Coach of the Year three times, including back-to-back seasons in 21 and 22. If I keep it up this year, he's probably going to go for 23. He's 8-2 in bowl games as a head coach. We all know the national championships back-to-back you mentioned. They're going for a three-peat for the first time since, I believe, 1930s with Minnesota. So that's how long it's been. And there's a lot of people out there saying that, Vincent, if Kirby Smart can pull off that inevitable three-peat, then they're saying that he might be a guy who, like I said, didn't have – he had some hype around him, but wasn't expected to be the savior, one of the best college coaches in Georgia history. I mean, you would have to put him at the top of that list if Georgia can somehow, some way, pull off a three-peat coming into this 2023-24 campaign. But my final thoughts on Kirby Smart before I kick it back over to you. He has done an electric job as Georgia head coach. Every single week, this team seems to get better. His guys are always ready. You never really see them make any mental errors on the field. And he has just turned this ship around and has them cruising each and every single week, it seems like, into another victory. So I've enjoyed watching Kirby Smart since he took over back in 2016. And since he's been at Georgia, he's made a lot of money. He's put a lot of guys into the National Football League to make a lot of money and to have some good careers so far. Like I said, 81-15 overall record as a head coach. Not too bad at all. We all know what they did last year. We'll see what they can do this upcoming season. But, man, hats off to Kirby Smart. Undefeated last year. We'll see what they can do this upcoming 2023 season. Mr. Turner, back to you.
Well said, Mr. Landis. I don't have to say no more. Right now, this young man is holding up the national championship trophy. As we say, back where I come from in Memphis, Tennessee, he's the top warrior. He's the boss of college football right now. And I'm going to say it one more time. What I love about Kirby Smart, he don't have to have the spotlight. He's doing it in his own way over there in Athens. He's quiet about it and his actions. And Georgia is dominating. Go Dogs. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Before I get off here, I'd like to give a shout out to a person who helped me out yesterday on some real serious family business, to attorney Nathan Fitzpatrick. His phone number, 678-607-550. He's located at 14 Lenox Point over there off Buford Highway here in the Atlanta metro area. One more time, kudos to Mr. Nathan Fitzpatrick, attorney. His phone number is 678-607-5550. His address is 14 Lenox Point off Buford Highway here in the metro Atlanta area. The reason I'm giving this young man kudos, he helped me out on some very serious business yesterday, but he's also from my hometown, the same area, the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all be blessed. College football is finna start. It's weekend one. Go Dawgs.